Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wednesday would be how you pronounce it if you were doing it syllabically, but we don't do that. We tend to slur and take things apart and don't put them all back together again. Kind of like Humpty Dumpty. On the Wednesday, it's W-E-N-D-A-S, right? It does. I mean, Wednesday.
Wednesday.
But Wednesday. I don't know, actually, the origin of the word. I can tell you about most of the other names of days, but I don't know what the origin of Wednesday is. So there's a this is for a little bit for our young talent James to go looking around, scurrying around to figure out what that's all about. As we get to today's top news, the items of the day, the discussions that people are having, hard to find something good. I have not slept well. Last night I tossed and turned. Because I think everybody I know, and frankly, everyone everywhere, is concerned about a lot of different facets of this thing going on in Israel in the Middle East, and how Hamas pulled the wool over the Israelis' eyes, in a manner of speaking, the kinds of torturous things that Hamas is doing. What do you do? Most people of conscience say blow them off the face of the earth. As many people said, that was the thing to do with Putin. Didn't do it with Putin because he was too well protected, and the Israelis weren't directly involved. The Israelis are tough and not going to put up with anything, and they'll go along by themselves if they have to. If they don't get support from America or any other country, they won't care. They'll just go and they'll just keep, it'll be a deep dive onto the West Bank until they have full control over it, until the Palestinians are basically driven out. Unless the Palestinians aren't really the problem anyway. The problem is Hamas, the Iranians, the Iraqis who are subterranean Iraqis who are working with the Iranians. And then you got Hezbollah a little bit up in the north. But Hamas really is the problem. And you get an idea of what you're dealing with. I don't think I've seen this kind of gruesome brutality. I could be wrong, but and it's always about Jews. It's always the Nazis are getting the Jews, the Iranians, Hamas. They always want to get the Jews. What is there about trying to kill off all the Jews? What is there about Jews that they don't like? Yeah. Really, if you ask them, what is there? They'll tell you that they took the homeland of Palestine. Okay, so that's today's gripe against the Jews. What was the Germans' gripe against the Jews? Then what was before that in World War I, the Turks' gripe against the Jews? And you can go back to the 1800s, you go back to the 70s, you go back as long as the Romans and the Jews. What is there about Jews that seem to get these people as crazy as they are? And they are crazy. Beheading children? That's what's going on over there. How do you do that? Those people are not humans, and they do deserve to be wiped off the face of the earth. The whereabouts of Mohammed, I believe his name is pronounced Deif, D-E-I-F. He's the guy who engineered this attack. Nobody knows where he is, because if anybody knew where he was, he'd be long gone by now. There are a lot of tunnels under Gaza. He put this plan together, and so the Israeli, they're Mossad and all the people that are supposedly as well trained, and the reputation of Mossad is pretty, they're tough cookies, and they're usually right on it. So the attack and what happened with this guy. Obviously, he's the most wanted person in the Middle East, probably the most wanted person
in
the world right now. Yeah. Payback for Israeli raids at the mosque in Jerusalem that happened, when did that happen? That was pretty recent, right? I don't remember when it was, actually. So, here we have 1,200 people dead. We have on both sides people dying. The Israelis are not going after them individually. They're just bombing the hell out of the West Bank. And so this guy, Deif, you don't see him. You don't hear him. He's kind of, he's less like Arafat than, well, nobody's been quite like Arafat, who was basically him 20 years ago. But the people who are cheering, that's the other thing. And you see the videos of people, the Middle Easterners, Arabs in the neck of the woods who are cheering when it's announced that babies have been beheaded and people have been gutted in the destruction. They're cheering. They're happy about it. What kind of a human being thinks like that?
Mm-hmm.
Acts like that?
The celebration of bodies being paraded through the streets.
Yeah. It is like the Nazi. It was we're human beings here, but are we really? Are there two categories of human beings? That's really the thing. I mean, they're obviously.
And how many of them are so young that they're just, this is what they were taught. They do believe that they are on the side of good and
oh, yeah.
that
right. Allah,
they truly don't know
we're doing Allah's work. Now you're doing somebody who has taken the words and twisted them around and convinced you that this is something that's important for you to do, to give your life, because your life will be better in the next life than it is here. And that's it's a pretty easy sell. For a lot of people, okay, yeah, I'm not that happy here anyway, so let's go. Anyway, the Iranians knew what was going on. There's no joint operation. There's no Iranians involved, it doesn't seem. At least they haven't found any that are directly there connected with the leadership. But Iran also funds Hezbollah. And there is a connection there. That's a tight circle, if there is one. So anyway, the top authority in Iran, the Ayatollah, says they weren't involved in the attacks. Doesn't say they weren't involved or complicit. So, and is there evidence that points to them? Joe says that the money that was released wasn't used because it wasn't freed up yet. All right. You can believe it or not, whatever you want. This is something that wasn't conceived overnight. It's something that somebody's been working on. So, our intelligence services are supposed to be kind of on the lookout for all of this stuff all around the world. What are they doing? Now we're providing economic incentives work on this. There are people on the Gaza side, on the other side, of the Gaza Strip that are Palestinians that are working with the Israelis. And that's a weird, man. It is a weird world over there. Turmoil on top of turmoil. There's a lot of stuff over there. The West Bank is 50, 60 miles long and about half that wide. I'm just thinking about what I remember seeing and experiencing when I was there last time, last December. And I'm glad that I wasn't there for this. So it's just an orgy of killing. That's all it is.
It truly is. It's just disgusting. And it's something that happens far too often around this entire world. Yeah.
For that. Yep. So, anyway, this guy, Deif, has a wife, a 7-month-old son, a 3-year-old daughter. One of the things that motivates him, did I say he had or has? Had. He
has.
They were killed by an airstrike, an Israeli airstrike in 2014. So that's what he was involved in all of these activities then. So they were targeting him, and they didn't get him. They got his family.
But again, more innocent. They were innocent. Those children, yeah. Those babies were
right.
Innocent.
Yeah. I actually, I'm thinking about what I've known about this guy to this point, and I don't really think I knew anything about him before. So a lot of communities around the country are rallying support for this. There are a lot of things that have been planned or are being done to raise money for the cause. Down in Florida, there was a candlelight vigil for the victims in the attack. University of Florida turned out to be something that wasn't positive at all. Turned into a stampede, actually. A lot of people got injured.
Yeah.
The university said that there were a group that had gathered in a plaza to support Israel. And one of them fainted, and the people in the crowd saw that. And
well, and someone screamed out, call 911. Intentions are already high because these are members of the Jewish community that are there. Mm-hmm. And I think whenever you gather in a sense like this, there is a thought in your mind of, what if somebody comes to attack us? Mm-hmm. And just the fact of people who were in the vicinity of this person that fainted saw what happened, knew what was happening. But there were so many more people that didn't know. So you just hear someone say, call 911.
Yeah.
And some people hear it and might start running, and then other people start running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they just jump to conclusions. So anyway, there was a panic there. Five people treated on the scene. Other people were taken to the Gainesville Hospital. And then, actually, I guess there were 30 or 40 people that were treated for injuries mm-hmm. inside campus.
Thankfully, nobody died.
Yeah. So you got a lot of stuff, man. I have a lot of friends who are Jewish, and I think I said this as we get started, finding it hard to have a good night's sleep around all of this. So, lots happening. It's 18 after the hour on the Thursday Good Day program.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
It's Super Start Battery Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get up to a $25 gift card after rebate with the purchase of select Super Start batteries. Our professional parts people will test your old battery for free and recommend the right battery for your vehicle. For power, performance, and reliability, choose Super Start batteries only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Taylor Swift. Not like you wouldn't recognize her, her music, her style, her image, and also her business acumen. Remember that, was it, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, that she decided when she was screwed over by the people who are her managers or the record, no, it was the record company, and she wanted to go somewhere else, and they told her, well, you can go wherever you want, but we're keeping all your music.
Yeah, so and then she was promised that there, if they ever decided to sell it, there would be an opportunity for her to buy it back, right. And then someone else took it over, and so she re-recorded it all.
Yeah, and so that's provided some inspiration to recording artist 98 Degrees. So we'll talk about what they have done as what Taylor has done right after this important announcement.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I tell you, yes, I tell you, oh yeah.
All these boy bands that were around in the 90s, I sometimes confuse them. This is Nick Lachey and his brother, right? Some other guys whose names I don't recognize, so they're not related.
Justin Jeffrey,
Yeah, anyway, how'd they get together?
Oh, that's a good question.
I know. No, there's what? There's the... Donnie Wahlberg and what's that? NSYNC, right?
Is that his? New Kids on the Block.
New Kids. Yeah, all right. Anyway, they all sound the same to me. That's not the story. This is a group that is working on some new projects, but they also, with the new songs and the new single and stuff, are concerned. Are they being threatened by the Do they own their masters, or are they going to just do this as a
defensive
magnet? Or they don't?
No, they don't. But they had actually kind of been circling this idea for quite some time, but it was always just one of those things of, well, how is it going to be received? Are people going to go for the re-records? What could happen? Will you get heat? Will there be backlash? And they always kind of just went back and forth. And then Taylor did it, and it was this whole movement of, like, no, take ownership of your stuff. And it was so well received that they were like, yep, we're definitely going to do this. And they're not redoing all of their albums like Taylor Swift is, where she wants to own all of her music. Mm-hmm. 98 Degrees, they're just going to redo their hits and then release an album with the new versions of their hits, the re-recorded ones, and then also put out 5 new songs along with it.
Yep.
But they're like, she's paving the way for artists to own their songs again. Just do the re-records. Go for it. It'll be okay.
Yeah, well, it makes good sense in any number of ways to own the stuff that you've created. Why should somebody else own that unless you signed it away in some sort of management agreement or a recording agreement, which wouldn't be. That's what happened to a lot of the recording artists of the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. They all got screwed by, I mean, literally and figuratively, with by the likes of...
and a lot of
some of the producers,
Phil
Spector.
Yeah,
they own everything. And so that's not going to be, especially if you become as successful as Taylor Swift has become. She'd probably be great, even if the other guys owned, you know, she didn't re-record all the stuff, but she is. And that adds to the, I suppose, the excitement, the fever. And so if 98 Degrees does it, other people probably do it as well. And as they're saying, makes good sense all the way around. So good for them. Wednesday, October 11th on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Did you know that according to the American Veterinary Medical Association, they estimate that more than 40% of all pet guardians have a pet 7 years or older? That totals nearly 45 million dogs and cats that are considered seniors. Many owners are unaware of what to look for in a senior pet. Very often, preventative medicine can make a big difference in terms of the rest of their life. So listen carefully. If you notice any changes in your dog or cat's eating habits, if there's changes in their sleeping habits, such as excessive day sleeping, it may indicate fatigue. Unresponsiveness may indicate that your dog or cat is losing their hearing. Seeming unfamiliar with surroundings may indicate diminished vision, and bad breath may indicate periodontal problems. Joint stiffness as well could be arthritis or just an aging process, and of course, increased urination should always be checked by a vet. When you have an older pet, go to the vet a minimum of twice a year, and if you notice something, get there right away. Early detection can make all the difference in resolving any problems. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-300-9ERC. That's 800-300-9ERC. 1-800-300-9ERC. Or visit Omega.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken will travel to Israel this week to show U.S. support for the country following attacks by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. He's expected to arrive tomorrow to meet with senior Israeli officials and to hear about the situation on the ground. Hamas launched a barbaric attack on Israel Saturday. More than 1,000 civilians were killed, including 14 Americans. The Biden administration says at least 20 Americans are currently missing in the conflict. Microsoft Windows October patch was released yesterday with security updates for 104 flaws, including 3 actively reported zero-day vulnerabilities. While 45 remote code execution bugs were fixed, Microsoft only rated 12 vulnerabilities as critical, all of which are remote code execution flaws. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
And it's gonna be a good day.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
This is Miles Fisher. I'm following in the footsteps of my mom, Megan Steffen, who used to be here. And now it's me.
Together good, and I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday. If you're going to buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
Piccolo's 88th, baby.
On Thursday, the weekend is...
Wait a minute, this is Wednesday. You told me that yourself. I said Thursday.
Well, it opened up. He was talking about Wednesday. Johnny Cash, Wednesday car.
Oh, okay.
Wednesdays
are... I don't like the term hump day. There's something that is just kind of crude about that.
Well, you know why it's called hump day, right?
Yeah, because it's halfway between the beginning of the work week and the end of the work week.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's the hump. You keep rising up and then you go down. I like those commercials that use the camel.
Yeah, right. That's what I was thinking. When you think of humps, you think of two things. One of them is not something we can talk about on the radio, and then the other one is the camel.
Yeah.
So, all right, this whole situation here, at least the good stuff, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Insurance that you can get for your motorcycle and your boat and your car, your RV. It's easy to get. See how much you can save. 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. I don't know why you have to use the one. Do you still use the one with an 800 number?
If you're using a mobile device, no, you do not have to put the one. But if you are using this thing that still exists, a landline.
The old landline, Rooney. I still got one of those babies. Yeah. One. Anyway, 800 Progressive is a phone number. Easy to remember. And progressive.com is the website. One of the things as we look around trying to observe and find something good or just find something to talk about that isn't so wrapped up in chaos, maybe we just need to take a moment, all right? Think about your life. Think about all the people that you know, their lives, pretty much everybody that you know. At some time, we have, and I feel this today, that's why I'm kind of gravitating to this, feel like there's a part of the fire in me that's gone out for a bit. And then I'm sure that tomorrow or later today I'll come back, there'll be a flame that'll build, and I'll get excited about something, and we go back into it. Encounters with other human beings sometimes do that, right? You can be in a room with someone, and when they walk in, it's the old Ronald Reagan used to do this. I was in a room with him a couple of times. When he walks in, he fills up the room. That's the expression. Clinton was kind of like that as well in terms of presidents. I'm trying to think of somebody who's not a politician. Obviously, The Rock fills up the room. Arnold Schwarzenegger, people like that. Taylor Swift fills the room. Right? Those people.
But just their very energy. They could walk in without saying a single thing.
Right. And I've felt like that myself. And I'm thankful for people who acknowledge it. And when I used to do a lot of traveling around the country and visit stations and stuff, we'd all always have a get together after I got off the air. And it was just fun to be around the people that just want to hear what you have to say. It's kind of cool. It didn't build up this false sense of, oh, you're a celebrity. I love talking to people about things, and most of the time it ends, you know, we have good conversations about things. By the way, when is the solar eclipse is next week. That'll change people's moods, guaranteed, because whether you buy into astrology or you don't, I do, and it does. It just doesn't. So part of what's going on now is just the errancy of what's in the sky. And so when you see next, the 14th is Wednesday, right? No, the 14th is
Saturday.
Saturday. This Saturday, right. Okay. Why did I think it was so far? Today's the 11th, so hello, 3 days. I refer to it as a sort of celestial spectacle. It happens every year, about this time. It lights up the sky in a strange way. The sun is just a ring of fire around the moon. And think about the coincidence, how this could happen. How is it that the moon is just at the right place in the sky to cover the sun, which is just in the right place in the sky at the time? It's really pretty amazing. And we'll see it here. All of the Americans will see it. I'm not sure that Europeans and the Asians see it. But.
And it'll be a little bit different. Like, we will get the partial eclipse, where I believe Dallas, James, you'll see more of the annular eclipse.
Uh-huh. Yeah. But just think about the inspiration here provided by this. Say you're alive 10,000 years ago and this happened. Nobody knows what it really is, right? It kind of reminds me of what we were just talking about, Jay, before, when we went to the news at the bottom of the hour. The things that are happening now, people are reacting because everybody's so scared, given what's happened in the Middle East. So what was it you were telling me about this track team that was running down the street in the open-air mall? And
people... I don't know where. I think this was from a while ago. It was somewhere in Italy. Oh. I want to say maybe Spain. But people were eating on a pad. It just kind of showcases how easily panicked we can be when in groups. And there were a bunch of people eating at a restaurant in the outside seating area when a CrossFit team was doing one of their runs, and they ran past, but they were running at a high speed, and some of the people didn't know what was going on. So, like, one person kind of got up from the seat at the restaurant and started to run, and then other people did. And before you know it, it's just everybody who was on the patio seating area
panicked.
Just kind of left all of their stuff and got up and took off, too.
Yeah. Who's going to pay the bill? the sillier
I would think they went back because, like, yeah. You could see some people, their purses were there, their jackets were there.
Yeah. All right. Chaos over in the Middle East, chaos in America. The Republicans are not able to choose a new speaker. In fact, interesting as it may seem, there are people who say, well, let's put McCarthy back in charge. He wasn't so bad. Because people can't agree.
Our bad. Sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, think about the power of Trump is dwindling. As a matter of fact, looking at the, and I don't say that gleefully, I just like to have somebody that had leadership qualities, and universal sort of leadership qualities. So, this was a Pew poll, I think, was taken yesterday that showed that if you're going to be voting today, how's this going to shape up? 31% would vote for Joe Biden, according to this poll. 33% would vote for Trump. And 19% would vote for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. What does that say? That's pretty much a kind of year away plus from the election. Can you imagine what sort of traction may happen as we continue to look at chaos? People are weary. 64%, I saw this on News Nation last night, 64% of the public in the same poll said they don't want to vote for either Trump or Biden. 64%, that's two-thirds of the country, says they don't want to vote for either one of these guys. So that's part of, in my mind, what's fueling the chaos, because what's-his-face who got the backing of Trump says, I've got Trump. Well, so what does that mean? We don't care. So this is it. Somebody said to McCarthy, you want the job back again? And he said, but of course he wants it back again. There's a lot of huffing and puffing going on. Anyway, also with regard to McCarthy, his outspokenness focused on Biden. He thinks that Biden could fix the problem. I don't think that Biden could fix the problem. Anyway, they had a staff barbecue on Sunday at the White House during this whole thing in Israel. Does that seem, are we being too picky? Does it seem they ought to be thinking about something else? I thought when I first saw this that he was talking about the barbecue going on in the Middle East, but apparently there was a real barbecue that went out at the White House. And anyway, I don't think, has Biden spoken to the American people at all about this? Like directly?
No.
And I don't think he has, has he? Anyway, so McCarthy taking a leadership position, calling for what he calls a 5-point plan for the government, our government, to support Israel. First priority, locating and identifying American hostages. Second, freezing the $6 billion that was released to Iran. Freeze it again. That's probably not a bad idea. Why was it? I haven't heard a good explanation as to why it was released in the first place. Have you? I haven't heard anything that made any sense.
Wasn't there, I can't remember if we discussed this the other day or not, but I believe they're showcasing that the money that was released is still technically there.
Yeah.
So wherever the funding came from for all of this, it wasn't part of that.
Well, you know what? You can put up an asset and borrow money from some other source. That's would be business. You do that all the time, right? You borrow, or you do it in your own, if you're borrowing for a house. You don't have enough for a down payment. You go borrow the money, the down payment, from your father or your mother or some friend. That's what this is.
Borrow if you own your car. You're not paying payments. You can borrow against your car.
Right. Exactly. Anyway, there are a lot of people now in the House who are saying to reinstate Kevin McCarthy as the speaker, as we need to get some aid for Israel. Find the whole thing to be ridiculous, immature, the lack of education here and understanding what's going on. And you know what else is really bugging me? The way that the advocacy channels, CNN, Fox, MSNBC, have taken off early, especially the ones on the left, And notably, MSNBC is more, as I look around doing this in CNN. CNN just, you know, loves a good fight. But MSNBC hosts are saying this is Israel's fault, or it's the United States. It's our fault, or Trump. They're blaming it on Trump if they come over there. What the hell are you talking about? These people, this shows you the nature of that garbage that comes out of these whatever, it isn't just MSNBC, but they're the most guilty culprit here. Matter of fact, to the point where I think the folks at NBC that own MSNBC have said, cut it out. You're not on the right side of this at all, so get off of it and talk specifically about what's going on and not whose fault it is. Because they changed their tune yesterday from what it had been the last 3 or 4 days since it all started. Anyway, so McCarthy hasn't said no to being speaker again. Can you imagine? Think about that for just a second. What kind of a slap in the face would that be to Gates and that crew, the, what, 7 or 8 Republicans that voted?
Mm-hmm.
If the rest of the Republicans say, you know what, you guys screwed this up. Get out of the way. We're putting McCarthy back in.
Yeah.
And don't do this again. Which is kind of what they ought to do.
Which is would be a very big statement. That should happen.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's talk about doing something that's that's in our best interest that we can sort of make some plans right now, even if you have, you know, you're not sure what your plans are going to be for the holidays. Call 800-419-3684. Get yourself a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. Yep. Free. If you're on the phone right now, hang up and call 800-419-DOUG. Among the first 10 callers, you get those two nights free. 800-419-3684.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Discover, this is Danny.
Hi, it's Jen Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great. But with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Are you hungry? Because everyone left after the asparagus sorbet.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility in terms of discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Now 53 after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, Food, Farm, and Family Time. In fact, our way to review what's going on, the essence of the good stuff, like angel food cake is what we talked about yesterday. You can get that by listening to the download and looking at the info at foodfarmfamily.com, something we created specially for you to find out some things that you might not find anywhere else. Here's the recall of the day, Jay. Certain over-the-counter drugs and medical devices sold at Family Dollar. Just another reason to look at these places and figure how what's the reason for these places. I understand that people say that they want to save money, but you get what you pay for, especially in these circumstances. So the items.
Well, when it's the same product as other places, it makes sense. It's just, unfortunately, in this situation, things were not properly stored as they were supposed to be.
Yep, right.
And this is a long list. And this is a long list of items.
All over
and
the country.
Prominent
too.
Brands, yes.
Yeah, right. Yep. They were not handled correctly. So, and not all of the products were sent to all of the stores, but if you have these products and you bought them at Family Dollar, that's what we're talking about. A lot of people have, I don't know there have been any illnesses that were related to all of this.
No, they happened to catch this themselves and issued the recall.
Right.
But it's quite a number of states, and seriously, it's like almost any over-the-counter item. Like it's NyQuil and Aleve and Bayer and Vicks and Crest, toothpaste and Motrin and
Don't
so
buy it
much.
There. Don't
like
buy it
eight
there.
Pages worth of items.
Stuff. So you can go and will you post that list in its entirety at our foodfarmfamily.com website? So that's where people can go to get the full story because it would be way too long. It's just us calling attention to Family Dollar and the problem there of how they've handled those goods. So here we, this is kind of an interesting reality. Again, talking about Costco and food just doesn't register with me, but it does with a lot of people. And one of their most popular items apparently has just been brought back. It's called Beef Chili. And people are excited about it. Wowie zowie. There's some woman who's a blogger who has been touting it. Does Costco pay her and others to go online? If you're an influencer, don't they get paid? Doesn't Costco give them money to...
It depends. Sometimes there's a partnership there or sponsored posts. Other times it's just somebody who has a following and they're just legitimately a fan of a product.
All right, so there are people who say this is not what it's supposed to be. Beef chili is not supposed to have any beans in it. Mm-hmm. How dare you put beans in our chili?
It's a hot debate.
I've had chili. I always have beans in the chili. I don't have meat in it. I put the other stuff in it. But
people say it's meat. It's bean soup, if that's what you do. Bean soup with meat.
Okay, so it's bean soup. So? it tastes good, and the beans are good protein. So what's wrong with it? This is one of those things that stirring the pot literally and figuratively seems to be kind of overkill. Kind of silly, actually.
It's just the same debate as a toilet paper roll. When you replace the toilet paper roll, does it go over or under?
Yeah, right. Okay. So that's an excellent way to put it in perspective. All right? You don't want to buy the beef chili at Costco? Then go someplace else and buy your beef chili. What is it? Is it Hormel? Used to be the big seller. I don't know that much about beef chili, but I remember the name from when I was a kid of Hormel. They still around? Hormel? They got a Dinty Moore?
I think so. I'm not sure. My chili stuff, my chili eating knowledge is just based on what I make myself. Because I'm like you, Doug. I don't eat red meat.
Yeah. All right. So let's go to the farm. Here's the story of a boy rescued from a grain bin in Pennsylvania after being buried up to his head in corn. This is very dangerous. This is the time of year when silage is made and you blow it into the silo. And I have done this over my lifetime more times than I can count, get into the silo, spread it around. But there's a gas that's created by filling the silo quickly. Sometimes people get overcome by it, and you can easily, doesn't take long at all with the speed that the stuff's being blown up into the silo. So this boy, who was found conscious and he was breathing, was saved, but it's an alert. It's something to say. It's interesting to hear the story if you're not from the farm, but if you're on the farm, something to be very, very careful about. Grain bins, silos, that kind of stuff. All doesn't make a difference whether you're a child or an adult. These things can be very, very dangerous. There was a fellow who died. There was an accident, I think, this year where his feet got caught in the auger that feeds the silo at the end of his legs. Careful, farming is dangerous. All right, so there's a word to the wise. Hopefully that is sufficient. It has to be for now because we're out of time. 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.